And before we get into business, I will ask Michelle to take roll.
You bet. Judge Conklin.
I'm present.
Judge Gabe.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Larsh.
Here.
Thank you. Judge Sainer. Judge Sainer. And Kim Bartleson, good morning.
Morning.
Mr. Finke.
I'm here.
Morning. Mr. Landry.
Landry is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Landry. Ms. Levere.
I'm here.
Good morning. Mr. Rule.
Here. Good morning.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor.
Here.
Good morning. And Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, good morning. I'm here.
Thank you.
Michelle, thank you so much. And thank you to all the members for being present. I'm sure Judge Zahner will catch up with us momentarily, but we clearly have enough for a quorum, so the meeting is underway. As Michelle was going to remind you, but I'll just remind you as well, if the public hearing were being recorded, it's best if you place yourself on mute just to reduce any interruptions. But if you'd like to speak, obviously, we welcome that. Very preliminarily, I'm going to move for a motion to approve the minutes of the April 21st meeting at page 3 of your materials.
Bartleson moves for approval.
Thank you. Second.
Marshall. Judge Zahner seconds, so I can announce that I'm late to the meeting, but I'm here.
Thank you, Judge Zahner. Moved and seconded that the minutes from the April 21st meeting be approved. Is there any opposition to the motion to approve those minutes or abstention? Hearing none, we'll show that the minutes are approved unanimously. It's my understanding, Michelle, that there was no written comment for today's meeting?
That is correct.
Okay. So, folks, I'm surely – well, let me address one thing. We have requests from – we have 12 new requests, and we have 4 amended requests. Those 12 new requests do have some counties that have numerous requests. Lake has 2 requests. And I believe that's the only county that has 2 requests. Many of those courts may now be present on this call. For those of you that are new to this call, and any committee members that are new, the way we conduct business on this committee is a little bit different than other committees. And what generally my practice is as the chair is to present all the new requests and call on any court that is present with a request if they'd like to announce their presence. In the interest of efficiency and time, however, this morning, I'm proposing a slightly different method. And that would be that I will call out all of the 12 requests as a group. So I will briefly describe them, the amount, the court, and the purpose. Then I will turn to any committee member who has a question about any of those individual new requests if that court is present. And by doing that, I am not trying to be disrespectful to those courts who've submitted these requests. I'm just trying to be efficient with everybody's time. So is there any objection from the members if we proceed accordingly? All right.
I think that's a good approach. Judge, just for clarification, El Dorado also has 2 requests.
They do. You're right. Request 2 and 3. So thank you very much. And many times we have members on our committee who are also with the court submitting the request. And by practice, those members abstain from those individual votes. So we have, as noted, 12 new requests totaling $6.9 million as follows. Request 1, an $88,000 request from Butte County to replace task chairs at their courthouse. Request 2, a $69,000 request from El Dorado for facility maintenance and repairs. Request 3, a $136,000 request from El Dorado for facility maintenance and repairs at a second facility. Request four, a $71,000 request from Lake for CMS court systems for interfacing, case management systems, pardon me. Request five, a $440,000 request from Lake Superior Court for new courthouse moving costs. Request five, $54,000 from Mariposa for court workspace improvements. That's request six. Request seven, $3.9 million from Sacramento Superior Court for new courthouse relocation costs. Request eight, $213,000 request from San Joaquin County for shelled courtroom build-out design and planning. Request nine, $30,000 request from Sierra Superior Court for courtroom alterations and improvements. Request 10, $739,000 request from Stanislaus Superior Court for new courthouse moving costs. Request 11, $605,000 request from Sutter for technology and facility improvements. And 12, a $496,000 request from Tehama for case management system and records destruction and scanning. The court appreciates if any of those individual, pardon me, the committee appreciates that many folks from those individual courts may be on this call and stand by. With that, is there any committee member that has a question or concern about any of the 12 new requests? All right, I've paused. I hear no questions. I want to make sure I'm not cutting anybody off. In the interest of just full disclosure, is there any court who has submitted a request that for some reason would like to be heard on their request, recognizing at this point, hint, hint, that no member has any question for you? But if there's any court that would like to be heard, you're more than welcome.
Hi, right. This is Angie with Tehama. I would just like to bring it to your attention that our request is not a new request, it's an amended request.
Okay. Michelle, do you have that as an amended?
It's considered a new request only in the fact that they're requesting to repurpose the funds. It is a prior request as far as project. But because the flavor of what they're asking for, it's considered a new purpose.
All right. So Tehama, we're gonna describe that as a hybrid request, if you're comfortable with that.
Yes. But thank you for the purpose.
But thank you very much for that clarification. If that raises any concerns from any committee member, let me know. But I have not heard any questions or concerns from any committee member on the 11 new requests with one hybrid request from Tehama. And hearing none, is there a motion to approve those 12 requests?
Arnoldson moves for approval.
Second?
Rule seconds.
All right. Bartleson has moved and Rule has seconded that the 12 requests described as totaling $6.9 million as described be approved. Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Judge Conklin, this is David Yamasaki. If I can just make one notation.
Of course.
So, you know, for the new folks that are listening in for the first time or have submitted for the first time, this seems like a remarkably high number of requests that have come in. But in reality, it is not unusual given the fact that we just are about to close the fiscal year. And, of course, this is one mechanism that has helped us secure funding for important projects that courts have. So this is not something that we see at every meeting of this subcommittee, but really in alignment with the closure of the fiscal year.
That's an excellent point. I'm glad you clarified that for folks on the committee and looking in. David makes a very appropriate comment. This is a high number of requests, but not an unusual number of requests given timing. So with that, I also want to clarify, and I'll just note that the two requests from Lake, request 4 and 5, Ms. Levere, we'll show you're abstaining on those, correct?
Correct. Thank you.
And then I'm trying to check my notes. Is there any other member that has your own county submitting a request? I didn't think so. Okay, so now is there any opposition or abstention beyond Ms. We're going to show Ms. Levere is abstaining from requests 4 and 5. Beyond that abstention, is there any further, any objection or abstention to the motion? Hearing none, I'm going to deem the motion unanimously passed, except for Ms. Levere's abstaining on those two items. And we're now moving to the amended requests with the same comments. If there's any courts that have joined us on those amended requests, thank you. I'm going to move through them in summary fashion. And again, the only reason I do this is because this is the practice this committee is engaged in. The materials are very thorough and the applications as well. And so the members have had an opportunity to review all these matters. We have 4 amended requests as follows. Request from Colusa Superior Court to extend the completion of its digitization project, totaling $380,000, to 23-24 for fund balance years 19-20-2021. Due to the need to bring in file indexing in-house instead of outsourcing. Request from Glenn Superior Court to amend the fiscal year from 2021 to 22-23 for projects totaling $62,000 to complete digitization. Request number 3 from the Imperial Superior Court to amend the fiscal year for completion of multiple projects to 23-24 for fund balance years 19-20, 2021, totaling $522,000 for a variety of reasons, including AV replacement, shade structure, and listed in your report, many would appear to be appropriate uses of those funds. And finally, request 4, an amended request from Lassen Superior Court to amend the use of its remaining $76,000 from 2015-16 for a case management project to 22-23 in support of its new case management project. Initially, is there any one of those 4 courts, Colusa, Glenn, Imperial, or Lassen, who beyond my description of your submissions would like to make any further comments? Hearing none, is there any committee member that has a request, a question or concern about any of the 4 amended requests? Hearing none, is there a committee member who would make a motion to approve the 4 amended requests?
Hartleton moves for approval.
I'd invite a second.
Gabe seconds.
Gabe seconds. Moved and seconded that the 4 amended requests totaling $1 million be approved. Now that it's a pending motion, is there any discussion on the pending motion? And likewise, I'm checking my notes. Is there any committee member, I don't believe so, who has a court submitting one of these amended requests? So with that, I'll call for a vote. Is there any objection or abstention to any of the 4 amended requests? Hearing none, as the chair, like the new requests, I'll deem the amended requests unanimously approved. Michelle, is there anything else we need to take care of today?
No, that's the thing.
Okay, and thanks very much, Michelle, for standing by. As always, Michelle, the only reason I was able to present these in this summary form was because of all the work that staff, including Michelle, put in to get us here, as well as those courts that submitted these requests. So the committee thanks those courts and most at this point as well. On behalf of the entire committee, the chair, Michelle, we thank you very much for your work and staff's work in putting these together. If there's nothing else for the good of the order, I'll remind everybody that our next scheduled meeting is October 20th. We'll continue to make that a phone meeting. That appears to be the most efficient way. Anything else for the good of the order, folks? Hearing none, I'll adjourn this meeting as I do all of those, and that is go Dodgers. Thanks very much, folks. Enjoy your day. Appreciate all your work. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, Michelle.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.